But first, at 8:41 on the ticket, joining us now on the hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. How are you?
Hey, good morning to you. I've had a very busy week.
Okay.
Did you see I was able to get rid of Kellen Moore?
Yeah, we did see that.
And I'm still looking for a way to get rid of Sir Mike McCartney. But I can't just yet. But I figured the best way to get rid of him is letting him call the plays this next year. Because guaranteed he's going to fail on his own.
Well, that's not an attitude to have about your coach.
What about positivity?
I have a plan in place. I'm all for positivity, but I got a plan here. The first time that Mike accidentally orders the number 5 combo meal over that headset, I'm going to fire him. He'll slip up. Believe me, that first game, he'll slip up and accidentally order.
I think he's going to do okay. He's won a Super Bowl before, you know.
A what?
Yeah, I know. It's been a while.
Yeah, to be quite honest, I kind of forgot that Super Bowl Sunday involved football. I just haven't worked on a Super Bowl Sunday for 27 years now.
Yeah, we didn't even know if you watched this week or if it was too painful since Philadelphia was in the game.
No, I had to watch. I wish I didn't have to watch it when I'm not in it, but Charlotte likes to watch it for the costumes, so I had to roll the TV into the living room and get the rabbit ears just right so the whole family could watch it.
You still have one of those?
And Jean likes the commercials. She likes it when the funny animals get racked and all that. You ought to see her, man. She laughs like the Dickens. Of course, a lot of that laughter is probably the wine.
Okay, just waiting for that.
Yeah, you know, y'all call it Super Bowl Sunday. She calls it Three Box Sunday.
Oh, okay. My gosh, stop it.
Yeah, she goes up a box on Super Bowl Sunday.
Stop it.
It's a big day for her.
But I tuned into that broadcast, and I got to tell you, I was shocked by what I saw. Dak Prescott winning the Walter Payton Award for the most ethical player in the league or whatever.
Well, it's
the man of the year.
Yeah, man of the year for what they do off the field. How is that shocking?
Gotta be a mistake. I tell you what he does off the field. He's been stealing from me for 5 years.
Hey, come on.
You agreed to pay him that.
Yeah, but when he fails to perform on the field, he should give that money back. I didn't even get to see the end of the game because Steven and Jerry Jr. had a select T-ball game on Sunday. So we had to
select. Well, at least they're playing select.
We had to leave during that third quarter. I didn't even get to see who won. Did y'all see?
Yeah, Kansas City won. You should know that by now.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right. I did read something about that on my Twitters. But, hey, did the Hart Hands guy make a speech?
Damar Hamlin, he didn't make a speech, but he did an interview with Michael Strahan.
I saw where he was wearing like a crucified zombie SpongeBob Jesus coat.
Yeah, that's another side story to the whole thing.
Well, that's some bad luck. And I guess he got that from the hospital lost and found so that he could leave in street clothes.
I don't think so.
But we were all very inspired by Dakar Hamilton's story of rags to bitches. But he goes from that, you know, he gets hit and he gets that instant heart cancer and then he leaves the field and now he's the only Bill to appear in the Super Bowl, so good for him.
All right. Well, Dak was the only Cowboy.
You know, it was kind of a reminder of what a violent game this is, wasn't it?
Yes.
When he went down like that.
That's terrible.
How owners like me profit off the violence visited on these young men. Mm-hmm. But let's not think about that.
Let's just think about the greatness of the game.
Yeah, that's right. Think about the greatness of the game. And more importantly than the greatness of the game, the amount of money that we owners make. Let's think about that.
It is incredible.
By the way, I watched that Full Swing, that golf documentary.
You did?
What'd you think?
Well, I was watching it hoping to catch a glimpse of Tony Romo excelling at sports.
Well,
I'm sure he'll make an appearance in here at some point.
He's not on the PGA Tour.
really? That's not what he tells me.
He's not.
I got to go. I got COVID.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Wow. Jerry. All right. Well, he and Gordo have something in common, I guess.